I want you to take a deep breath for me. Take a deep breath and just relax. I want you to listen to my voice. Listen quietly, attentively. That's all you have to do. Just listen, and I'll take care of everything else. As you breathe deeply and you listen to me, your world gets a little calmer, a little more relaxed, just like your body, more relaxed. Just like your mind, more relaxed. The longer you listen, the deeper you will go for me. The further you'll go for me. The deeper you go, the more you will be under my control, under my spell, under my trance. You need to just relax, to just relax and listen, to be calm and to listen, and everything else will fall into place. Everything else will be just fine. I want you to put your hand on your cock. I know you want that. You know you want that. You need that, don't you? You need to stroke. You need to listen. You need to play with your body while I play with your mind. And the more you do that, the deeper you'll go. Just stroke and listen to me. Stroke and listen. I know all about you, love. I know about your poor little virgin cock. I know how deep down inside you have a suspicion that it'll be that way forever, don't you? You suspect somewhere deep down that maybe that's because women know you can't please them. Women know you can't take care of them like a real man can. You know that, don't you? Repeat after me. Tell me I can't please a woman like a real man can. That's a good boy. In fact, the only useful part of you is your tongue, isn't that right? That's the only way you could ever have a chance of pleasing a woman. That's the only way you could even have a shot, even get close. You think about it all the time. Your mouth, you know better than to fantasize about giving a girl an O with your cock, so what do? You think about your tongue. Think about your tongue on her feet, her toes, her pussy, her ass, even. And the whole time that's happening with your cock, what's happening with that part of your anatomy that you love to hate? It's stiffening, isn't it? It's stiffening. and it's spurting because you can't control yourself, can you? You can't control your orgasm. You can't keep from spraying at the gentlest touch, at the most tiny amount of sensation, and you know it. You come without your hands sometimes, even. Poor, poor little pet. But that's good for you. It reinforces for you what you already know. Every time you spray helplessly, seconds after getting a hard on, a minute tops, it reinforces to you your place in the world, your beta male status somewhere far below the alpha studs that every woman wants to fuck, while they're pounding her with their cocks, making her scream in ecstasy, lasting hours and hours as she orgasms on them over and over. You would have to be on your knees, licking and tonguing and working so hard, so very hard, to get her off, and your cock useless, blind, just doing its own thing, and your lap stiffening, hardening, spraying all over your stomach, spraying your inadequacy, spraying her disappointment all over you, over and over again. You need that, pet. You need to know every time you get hard that you're going to squirt your spunk in the most prematurely ways, that you're going to shoot your load at the slightest quiver in your loins, because the more you do that, the more reinforced your fate will be in your mind, the deeper that training is going to go for you. From now on, that's exactly how it's going to be. When you get aroused, when you get a hard on, you're going to squirt. It's not an if, but a win, and that win, my pet, is oh so short. Seconds, maybe. Perhaps at your longest, up to, oh, a minute, maybe. And every time you squirt your spunk all over yourself, not even touching, maybe just thinking, you're going to remember that it doesn't matter. Remember that there's no point in trying to hold it off, even if you wanted to, because you're not going to be pleasing a woman with that cock. Not now, not ever. There's a reason you're a virgin, and that's because somewhere inside you, you know you could never satisfy, you know you could never please, you know you're not a real man, so why bother? Just get your rocks off as quickly as possible. What's the point in anything else? No point at all. Repeat after me, pet. Repeat after me while you stroke. There's no point in trying to hold back my orgasm. My cock will never please a woman. There is no point in trying to hold back my orgasm. It reminds me how useless my cock is every single time. That's a good boy. In the future, little pet, in the future, things are going to change. When you get a sexy thought, when you see a sexy sight, when you think about anything that turns you on, your cock will start to get hard. Isn't that right? You'll get an erection beyond your control. You'll get a hard-on, and it'll start to twitch almost immediately. It'll start to throb almost instantly. You'll feel that build-up coming, that sweet release. And you'll just let it go. You'll let yourself come. You'll let yourself orgasm. You don't need to touch. You don't need to play. That's just what's going to happen. And it'll happen over and over again. As long as you're thinking sexy thoughts or seeing sexy sights, or on the long shot that you're ever, ever with a woman, it's not going to take any stimulation at all. You're going to be helpless to control it. You're just going to spray and go down and get hard and spray. And go down and get hard and spray over and over and over again until you're removed from that situation. It'll be pleasurable for you, certainly humiliating, absolutely, and inconvenient, most definitely. But it's worth it. You need this. You need to be reminded, you need to have this hammered into your mind over and over again. And should you choose to stroke, should you choose to touch and play, or, God forbid, try to put that dick of yours anywhere near a woman's orifice, well, that's just going to speed the process up. Almost as soon as you start touching, almost as soon as you start stimulating, it'll be over before it really gets started. There's no such thing as holding back. There's no such thing as stopping. You're helpless to control your orgasm completely and totally. The only thing you can do is make it even faster than its already pitiful hands-free time. Stroke for me and repeat. I am unable to control my orgasm. The only thing I can do is make it happen faster. The only thing I can do is speed it up. Left to my own devices, my hands-free orgasms take no longer than a minute. That's just the way it is. It will never change. And you know that love, you know that deep, deep down. That's why you're listening to this. That's what compelled you to put yourself into this session with me. You should get resigned to it. You should accept your fate. You should get happy with it. After all, it means multiple, multiple, multiple orgasms in the time most real men would have one, maybe. You should just get used to it. Don't fight. Just accept. Accept that this is your lot and this is your place, and you should just embrace it. That's why you have such a deep desire to use your mouth. Your mouth can't betray you. Your mouth will never spray embarrassingly early, will never promise to a woman what it can't deliver. You can lick and you can suck and you can flick and nibble, taste and swallow. That's what you're good for. That is what you can do. And it'll take you a long time. It'll be different for her than being pleased by a real man. And don't ever expect to replace that with your helpless, helpless cock. Don't ever expect to be able to replace that with your greedy, greedy mouth. You'll try so hard, you'll try and you'll please her, but there's nothing like a dick that can go for hours, and you'll always just be a sex toy. You'll always be a masturbatory aid, so you may as well be the best you can be. Worship her body, every inch. Worship her feet, her individual toes, her arches and soles. Put your mouth to her cunt and enjoy the taste of her and the smell of her, and struggle. Endeavor to get her off as many times as you can, as much as you can possibly manage. The whole time, hardening and squirting, embarrassing yourself in front of her while she closes her eyes and uses you to jerk off. Put your tongue in her ass and know your place. Know what you're good for, and know that it turns you on, and just being turned on makes you keep shooting your load. A pathetic, huge pile until at last you have nothing left to give, but still trying to please her, still licking, spent, pulsing, having dry orgasms over and over while you please her as best you can, while you try so hard to get anywhere close to what a real man does for her. I want you to remember all of what I've said to you deep down in the bottom parts of your mind, way down in your subconscious. Remember this deeply every time you get a hard on, and now every time you spray without touching so fast, every time you get a hard on and touch and shoot even quicker, that's reinforcing. That is cementing all of these things I've told you, all of these things that you know down in your heart, down in your mind. Embrace it and accept it and repeat after me. I am a helpless, premature ejaculator.